Now it's time for sports. Last night in Minneapolis, the Twins snapped, boing, the Oakland A's American League record winning streak. At 20 games, Minnesota defeated the Athletics 6-0, and today in Flushing Meadows, New York, it's Williams versus Williams once again in a Grand Slam final. And hey, who is that guy? Pete Sampras ambling into the finals? Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
Listen, Serena meets Venus once again. At this point, their parents could have, there have been so many finals, their parents could have rooted for one during one in Wimbledon, one at Flushing.
Well, it is three in a row Grand Slam finals, Scott, and the fourth of the last five. I mean, they've sort of taken out the patent on the thing. Serena beat Venus in the France and Wimbledon this year, and in the U.S. Open last year, and the way she fought off Lindsay Davenport, who gave her a little bit of trouble yesterday, while Venus was taken to three sets by Amélie Mauresmo, didn't give any indication things are any different, Scott. The only thing, we know there's going to be a Williams winner. The only real suspense will be to see if Serena wears that black cat suit again. Somewhere Gussie Moran is laughing to keep from crying, don't you think?
I undoubtedly, we don't have time to explain who Gussie Moran was to most of the members of our audience, I'm sure.
It is a different era. Let me just say that women's tennis fashions are changing before our eyes.
And thank God, some of us think. It is getting to the point where you say, who's going to win, Williams or Williams? That being said, it's good to see Pete Sampras hanging around, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You know, there had been so much talk about him being over the hill and ready to get knocked off by one of the young guns. And here's Andy Roddick, the gunningest of the young guns, who Sampras just took apart in three sets, and everybody seemed stunned. He looked so good in that match, and all of a sudden, he doesn't seem like such a long shot for the title anymore. The big match today has Leighton Hewitt, who's the number one seed, against Andre Agassi. Tell you what, Scott, all of a sudden, men's tennis is fun again.
You know, if it's an Agassi-Sampras final, this could be the first final I can recall between two bald men.
Well, I think Andre's got a little bit more, lost a little bit more hair than Pete, but there is that bald
thinning
spot that's growing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And quickly, Ron, the Oakland A's, are they that good or that lucky?
Well, it's a little bit of both. What a great story, Scott. What I love about this is that it's so delicious that the A's streak should come to an end to the Twins. This is the third longest winning streak in the history of baseball. Scott, here are two teams in first place in their division, and their combined payroll wouldn't pay for the Yankees' infield.
Yeah.
Or the Cubs outfield, for that matter.
Yes. I mean, ooh, sore point. Yeah.
The idea that one of these teams could go to the World Series must give Bud Selig heartburn. You got to love it.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, take care. Our sports columnist here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport, who is also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.